It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello? There we go. Hey, there it is. My bad.
hello.
Welcome, one and all. It is 1900 UTC, 1901 UTC now, and Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. We are back in an odd-numbered year. Hello, welcome. We anxiously await the moving forward of the Chinese calendar, Chinese New Year. That'll come up soon enough. And then we'll be done with the New Year's for the year. So hello, one and all. Welcome. Shout out to Com, MH Cat, and X1, Stug, Scoffish and Otto, Hobbs, wherever you went to. Hobbs was in Com discussion there for a minute. maybe they were just talking about the philosopher. Either way, hello, welcome. There is some news today. There's a bit of news, not as crazy as yesterday, but still enough. We won't go into too much detail about, there was an American football player who suffered a heart attack while on the field yesterday. This is kind of a bit of a surprise. Normally we don't talk too much about sports, but it was just a big surprise. He got hit, and then he stood up and adjusted his helmet, and then fell back down. They gave him CPR and got his heart started back up, but there hasn't been any real update or information on what's going on with that. So, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, if he dies, I'll let you know. But otherwise, that was just a strange occurrence everyone got to see on national TV last night. Howdy, Cinesphere. Welcome. Glad to see you here. Now, if you are listening in the past or the future or somehow otherwise you're listening to this, if you want to get a list of all the stories, you can go to txo.org or txo.org/1i9. That's all lowercase letters. tangoxray0.org/1india9. And if you go there, it'll take you to the one tab page that I have collected or aggregated everything to. Hey, welcome, Tobe. Welcome. And also, stick around at 1930 UTC every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. So that shall be fun times. Hey, and X2180 is here. Hello. If you're in comm and you're not sure what's coming up or what you're listening to, you can always press the mighty equal sign. And that will go ahead and show you the current, who's playing live now, and who's coming up, all the upcoming schedule. So you can see, like, Internet Noises with DJ Leon G coming up at 20 hours today. And we've got Praise Then Darkness showing up from DJ Northern Lights there at 2300. So lots of fun stuff. Also, Lispy Gopher Show with Screwtape at midnight UTC. So anyway, just check it all out. You can always go to anonradio.net, too, if you want to see the dates and times and all of that. And shout out, I don't know if I said it, but shout out to Stug. Good to see you. It's Tuesday, 1900. All right. So let's go ahead and get started the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, is with
World News.
That's right. It's time for World News. So let's just pop on over here. I'm coming to you from the roof from my car, so that's why there is no wind noise or car noise, magically. I feel very fortunate. All right, so first, we'll talk about Jerusalem, a Palestinian anger over far-right Israeli minister's holy site visit. So there's two Jerusalem stories, I guess, to say. Well, for two Palestinian stories, I guess. Palestinians have condemned a visit to a contested holy site in Jerusalem by a far-right Israeli minister as an unprecedented provocation. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who has called for a harder line towards the Palestinians, walked around the site surrounded by police. competing claims to the compound bitterly divide Israel and the Palestinians. Tensions have risen with the advent of Israel's new nationalistic government. Mr. Ben-Gvir's visit was his first public act since the government led by Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in 5 days ago. The hilltop site is one of the most sacred places in Judaism and the third holiest in Islam. It is known to Jews as the Temple Mount, site of two biblical temples, and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif, the site of Muhammad's ascent to heaven. The entire compound is considered to be Al-Aqsa Mosque by Muslims. Jews and other non-Muslims are allowed to go to the compound, but not pray, though Palestinians see visits by Jews as attempts to change the delicate status quo. Mr. Ben-Gvir, leader of the Atzma Yehudit, Jewish Power Party, I think it's when you translate it, it sounds much worse. The Jewish Power Party leader has long said that he wants to bring about a change to the rules to allow Jewish worship at the site. There's no indication that Mr. Ben-Gvir prayed during Tuesday's visit. The Temple Mount is open to everyone, he tweeted, accompanied by a photograph of him surrounded by a security cordon with the golden dome of the Rock in the background. Ahead of November's election, Mr. Ben-Gvir said that he would demand that Benjamin Netanyahu introduce equal rights for Jews there. However, Mr. Netanyahu sought to reassure Israel's allies that he will not allow any changes. A clause in his coalition's deal states that the status quo with regards to the holy places will be left intact. Mr. Ben-Gvir was given the go-ahead for the first visit since becoming a minister after consulting Mr. Netanyahu and security officials. Following the 15-minute walk-around, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry denounced what it described as the storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque by the extremist minister Ben-Gvir and views it as unprecedented provocation and a dangerous escalation. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shataya called for thwarting the raids that aimed at turning the Al-Aqsa Mosque into a Jewish temple, saying Mr. Ben-Gvir's visit was a violation of all norms, values, international agreements and laws, and Israel's pledges to the American president. A spokesperson for the Palestinian militant Islamist group Hamas, which governs the Gaza Strip, called it a crime and vowed the site will remain Palestinian, Arab, and Islamic. So, that's kind of the scare going on right now. Let's see. I want to build a big parking surrounding by dumb consumer shops. Rights. yeah, do you want rights? Do you want a pointer to rights? Just equal rights, that's old-fashioned. True. Left or right, wherever. It's like equal rights, that's kind of old-fashioned, you know? Sorry, we're just looking. There's a map of the compound, but doing this on my mobile, it is much harder to pull that all together, so we won't have a link to the map. Now, let's talk about some more violence in Palestine. Israeli forces killed a Palestinian teenager in Bethlehem. The Israeli army has shot and killed a Palestinian teenager during a raid on the city of Bethlehem in the southern occupied West Bank. Adam Issam Shaker Ayad, 15, was killed after he was shot in the chest on Tuesday morning. The killing took place during an Israeli army raid on the Daesh refugee camp that began before dawn and included dozens of armored vehicles, after which confrontations with young Palestinians broke out. According to local media, Israeli forces arrested several resistant residents during the raid. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry described the killing as a heinous crime of execution and said, "Israel's continued impunity encourages it to commit crimes against our children. It's an extension of the series of extrajudicial killings and part of Israel's targeting of Palestinian children in general." The Israeli army said its forces had opened fire at a number of Palestinians who hurled Molotov cocktails at them amid the clashes, adding that suspects were hit. Ayad is the third Palestinian to be killed by Israel since the start of the new year as a result of a continuing Israeli military campaign of intensified raids and killings that has lasted almost a year. On Monday, Israeli forces killed two men during a raid on the village of Kfar Dan and Jenin in the northern occupied West Bank. We talked about that. The United Nations said 2022 was the deadliest year for Palestinians in the occupied West Bank in 16 years, since the end of the Intifada, or Palestinian uprising, in 2005. A new Israeli government, said to be the most right-wing in the state's 74-year history, was sworn into office on December 29th. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see what happens here. It's going to be, I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot more kids getting killed. I don't think Israel would go as far as to round people up into camps, because I think that'd be too on the nose, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Yeah, true. Loving crime. All right. Now, let's jump over here into the United States. Six dead in Texas highway pileup with a minivan. Six people died and five were injured in a multi-car auto accident in Texas, according to the AP. The crash occurred on Friday on U.S. Highway 59 around 6:20 p.m. in George West, about 60 miles northwest of Corpus Christi, when a Chrysler minivan tried to overtake another vehicle in a no-passing zone, crashing head-on into an oncoming SUV and causing a multiple car pileup in the opposing lane. It was a pretty drastic scene, Sergeant Guadalupe Casares of Texas Department of Public Safety told the AP. Authorities don't believe alcohol was a factor in the wreck. The driver of the minivan, Watil Veronica Lopez, 39, or Xochitl, man, I swear I used to know how to pronounce his name, Xochitl, Veronica Lopez, 39 of Houston, was pronounced deceased, as was a juvenile passenger. According to the agency, three passengers in the oncoming SUV also died. Salvador Almadez Mendoza, Ida Briones Nieves, and Honorio Lazo Navarro, 74. A sixth victim, the driver of a sedan which crashed into the back of the SUV, has not yet been identified. At least two children were treated at the scene. So yeah, that's what's going on there. Pretty horrible. Anyway, if you've driven in Texas, you know that people are wild in the streets. Go south of the border here. Let's check in. Yeah, it's true, X1. The camps in the past were also all the camps that have ever existed in history were always 100% legal and in line with whatever controlling government they had. Oh, man, it's a bummer. It's really heavy. Well, here's some more news. We'll head over into Mexico. There's been a prison break. At least seven people have been killed in a shootout in Mexico as officials searched for 30 inmates who staged a bloody prison break on Sunday. Gunmen opened fire on state investigators who were hunting the escapees, killing at least two. Five gunmen also died in the shootout, but it is not yet clear if any of the escapees were among those killed. A gang called Los Mexicalis, which has links to the Sinaloa cartel, is thought to be behind the violence. Sunday's prison break in Ciudad Juarez was one of the deadliest in recent times, leaving 10 guards and 7 inmates dead. Suspected members of Los Mexicalis took advantage of the busy visiting hours on Sunday morning as relatives flocked to the jail to wish their loved ones a Happy New Year. They arrived in several armored cars and opened fire on the guards at the entrance. At the same time, inmates set mattresses alight inside their cells to create confusion and distract the guards. At first, officials said 24 inmates had escaped, but the head of the state prison system has since announced the number was at least 30. Among those who escaped is the leader of Los Mexicalis, Ernesto Piñon de la Cruz, also known as El Neto. El Neto, 33, has been in prison for 14 years, serving a sentence for kidnapping and murder. And the photo they have of him, he's wearing an eye patch, which makes him extra scary looking. An attempt by his gang to free him during a prison transfer in 2010 failed, and he was injured. He appeared to have wielded enormous power from behind bars, where he enjoyed a more luxurious life than less well-connected prisoners. Defense ministers said 10 VIP cells had been discovered during a search of the jail. Alneto's cell boasted a jacuzzi, a plasma TV, and a safe containing 1.7 million pesos, which is $87,000 U.S., or 73,000 pounds. Police also found 16 kilograms of marijuana, 4 kilograms of crystal meth, and 1.5 kilograms of heroin, as well as several weapons. Wow, this is crazy. What is he doing in jail? He had the life, man. He had like his regular house in there. That's incredible. So anyway, that's what's going on there in Mexico. Let's see. What do we got going on in COM here? Do, do, do.
Oh, hey, Quentin, welcome, welcome. Sorry. Hey, and it is the 604th show. I have lost the plot on what's going on in Com. We were talking about how Israel was killing lots of kids lately. And then, let me see, Netanyahu was wanting equal rights. Canada just postponed assisted suicide for mentally ill people. Oh, well, that's interesting. yeah, making suicide illegal is kind of a weird thing. It always seems kind of strange. Let's see. Quintessentially American to me. Not sure which. We're all over the place here, I guess. Kittis. Prater wants to know about the kittis. Alright.
Focus. I'm going to focus. We're going to talk about some news. We're going to play a song. You know what? Let's play a song. That way I can catch up. So, let's go ahead here, and I'm going to play some Anamanaguchi, and then load up the rest of the news for us. Boop. Boop. That's not the right song. Boop. Boop. Boop.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out. That was Anamanaguchi. I didn't have the meow song. I was trying desperately to find it, but no luck. So such is life. Stick around. You are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. SDF, powered by you guys. So thank you for being here and hanging out. I wanted to mention I don't know if I forget if I say that or not. I say it so much. I say it almost every day a couple of times. So sorry if I repeat myself. Anyway, just don't forget at 19:30 UTC coming up in 10 minutes. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. Fantastic show that airs every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC. So don't forget it. Don't miss it. All right. Let's see. My horoscope just popped up on my phone. No forbidding allowed. I don't know what that means, but I forbid it. All right. Any song's a meow song if you just meow along. I'll have to remember that. Meow, 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 meow. It's a Pippa song. Any meow song is a Pippa song, or any song can be a Pippa song if you meow with it. All right, Pippa is the cat that's the co-chair of the Dubious Goals Committee. Anyway, let's talk about something fun and friendly before we talk more about sad stuff. And that, we're going to go to the Japanese government in Japan, going across the sea. That's right. Japan is offering people an amount of money to go out, move out of Tokyo. That's right. Japan's government is offering 1 million yen, or $7,500 US, per child to families who move out of Greater Tokyo in an attempt to reverse population decline in the regions. The incentive is a dramatic rise from the previous relocation fee of 300,000 yen. And will be introduced in April, according to Japanese media reports, as a part of an official push to breathe life in declining towns and villages. Although Tokyo's population fell for the first time last year, a trend partly attributed to the coronavirus pandemic, policymakers believe more should be done to lower the city's population density, encourage people to start new lives in unfashionable parts of the country that have been hit by aging. Shrinking populations and... Sorry, I thought somebody was walking up to my car. Unfashionable parts of the country have been hit by aging, shrinking populations, and the migration of younger people to Tokyo, Osaka, and other big cities. Excuse me. Oof. The payment, which comes on top of 3 million yen already... Oh, I'm going to have to pause one sec. Sorry, one of the reasons that I am in the car is because it's unusually warm here in Austin, Texas. We're in the mid-20s. It's 22 degrees right now, centigrade, which is what is that in the United States? 22°C. I'm in Texas, but I'm just like, I have everything in centigrade. It's 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit right now. So it's too warm for... It is too warm, and so all the pollens and plants are waking up, and it's driving my allergies crazy. Let's see what's going on. did you pay for your touristic advertising? yeah, it's for... Hey, Ronald, welcome, welcome. Yeah, it's a little wild how the weather's working, but yeah, so I've been taking a bunch of allergy medicine, hoping to make it go away, but yeah, I'm still clogging up. Anyway, the gist of that news story was that Japan is paying people 3 million, or a million yen to move, and that comes on top of up to 3 million yen already available in financial support being offered to families living in the 23 core wards of Tokyo and the neighboring commuter belt prefectures of Saitama, Chiba, and Kanagawa. To receive the benefits, families must move outside the greater Tokyo area, although some could receive the cash if they relocate to mountainous areas that lie within the city's boundaries. About 1,300 municipalities, roughly 80% of the total, have joined the scheme, hoping to capitalize on a shift in public attitudes towards quality of life that gained momentum during the pandemic. So, we'll see what happens, but that's kind of wild. If you offered to relocate me, like, if you would, like, be like, hey, we'll help sell your house and get you set up in the new town, I would totally move to another town. And especially in Tokyo, if in Japan, where you might be able to get a train back into town if you ever need to go back to the big city for something. Anyway, Onward we go. Nigeria is going to pay $4 billion if a loan bond swap is denied. This is coming to us from our friends at Al Jazeera. Some lawmakers had questioned the plan to convert $53 billion in central bank overdrafts into 40-year bonds. Nigeria's president, Muhammadu Buhari, says Africa's largest economy will have to pay 1.8 trillion naira, or 4 billion U.S. extra interest this year if Parliament rejects a loan-to-bond swap request on the central bank's overdrafts to the government. Buhari made the comments in his budget to get speech to Parliament after signing the 23 budget into law on Tuesday. In December, the Senate delayed a decision on the president's request to convert $53 billion of central bank overdrafts to the government into 40-year bonds after some lawmakers questioned the plan. In his speech on Tuesday, Buhari said the government currently pays a 3% margin above the central bank's lending rate of 16.5%, holy moly, but his administration has negotiated a rate of 9% for the bonds. Lawmakers increased the size of the 2023 budget by 6.4% to 21.83 trillion naira, or 49 billion U.S., after they raised the assumed oil price benchmark to 75 a barrel from 70. Considering the imminent transition process, I decided to sign the 2023 appropriation bill into law. So, having completed the maximum two terms allowed by the Constitution, Buhari is not standing for re-election. Rising debt, weak economic growth, high inflation, and mounting insecurity are major issues. Oh, look.
The car.
Driving around, forward and backwards. That was odd. I was sitting here, just talking on the phone. This car pulled up real slow behind me, then pulled up, then backed up, then pulled forward again. It did that like three times, and then it drove away. So, I'm guessing they were looking to see what's going on. Hey, Tobe's pointing out Japan is very cheap right now. Cool, but still a bit far from X1. Let's see. Tokyo is expensive. More than London from X1. Okay. Very cool. Oh man, we've only got about 3 minutes to go, so let's jump through some more headlines here for you. Tanzania president has lifted the ban on opposition political rallies, so hey, that's a good move. Four people were critically injured as a Tesla goes over a cliff at Devil's Slide in California. An eyewitness said that they saw the car was driving and then it took off down an exit ramp that you shouldn't take. Let me read the... He said... It didn't make sense. It sounded like he said they took an on-ramp as an exit ramp, but those normally aren't facing the right way. But anyway, they were flying full highway speed down an exit and flew off a cliff. So the two drivers and two passengers were hurt pretty bad. The two kids in the back were pulled out, and then the parents, or the two adults... they pulled the wreckage up and then got the parents out. And what else? Thousands of nurses in New York City are on strike. This will be our last little bit of news here for us today on January 3rd, 2023. Thousands of nurses in New York City strike in pursuit of a fair contract. At least 12,000 nurses at seven hospitals in New York are threatening to strike after their union contract expired at the end of last year. The strike date is set for January 9th. The nurses are pushing for the hospitals to implement and enforce safe staffing ratios, improving wages in line with inflation, and maintain health insurance coverage as opposed to proposed cuts by hospitals. Nurses at Bronx Care, Montefiore, Mount Sinai Hospital, Mount Sinai Morningside, and Mount Sinai West, New York Presbyterian, and Richmond University Medical Center voted in favor of a strike with 98.8% voting in support. Another 4,000 nurses at New York Presbyterian reached a tentative agreement on January 1st. So, go labor, I guess. We'll see what's going on here. And X1 points out Kyoto is underrated. So, anywho, we're out of time. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully, the allergies will be better. Well, that sound means that our time's come.